To me, the topic, as I understood it tonight, was ecology and community. And to me, those two words dovetail entirely, that if you can build a strong community, that the chances for ecological survival, I believe, are increased manyfold. So two of my favorite words these days are community and process. And I'd like to just share with you very briefly the process that we've been through in Aramasa Township, which, as most of you probably know, is about 7 miles outside of Guelph. And because the process that we've undertaken there, even though it, to some extent began as an accident and has been experimental, seems to be attracting quite a bit of interest. And we like to think that it might be a model for other communities in terms of community building and taking a hard second look at our priorities in terms of official plans and development issues, land use, urbanization, and agriculture, to name a few. So basically it all did begin by accident in the sense that I, by total coincidence, ran across the work of a group in England that was had been doing community theater for about 12 years, but a very, very particular kind of community theater. It was using theater as a tool for rural regeneration, specifically rural regeneration, and began because a playwright from London got fed up with the London theater scene. She realized that it was the same collection of about, you know, whatever, 200,000 people, say, trotting around to the theater, that in a sense there had become a professional audience. And she felt that it was becoming more and more divorced from what theater really was and what it could be. So she moved to a small village in England, and just because she loved theater, started doing theater there, brought some of her friends out from England, and before she knew it, she had a community play project happening where she had a professional core, and then where she had virtually the entire village involved in the play project. So what began as an accident turned into a movement. What they saw was a snowballing effect, that other communities wanted the same kind of thing, because what happened was neighbors started talking to one another, people started to understand what the history of their village really meant, and just those two things in themselves, let alone the fact that people's individual degree of self-confidence, their awareness of contemporary issues was greatly increased, because that's what the play was about. It was about them. And so the stakes were very high, and the play was their play. There was an ownership that came about where all of a sudden the play was theirs. So we picked up on that, and we adapted the model, but basically went through the same process in Aramasa. And the aftermath that we've seen from that has really been quite astounding. Aside from now having a very active theater group, there's been political spin-offs that have been quite amazing. Because the play was about contemporary issues, and the big issue in Aramasa is development, urbanization, etc., land use, that the sense of awareness and community that has grown out of that has brought about a number of groups in the township that have been looking very closely at our official plan update and have been able to have some influence on that, some strong influence. So I should backtrack just a little bit and say that aside from using theater as a tool for community development to get people interested in the ecological issues in the township, we also used a model developed by the Rural Learning Association, and they're called community soundings. So we also held a sounding in Aramasa just prior to the beginning of the play project. And basically a sounding, it's very simple. It asks four questions. What do you like about your community? What don't you like about your community? What's sacred to you in your community? And what can be done to change the things that you don't like? And particularly the question, what's sacred to you in your community, elicits some very strong responses, and you begin to realize what it is that people would be willing to stand in front of if a bulldozer was coming at it. And that's where people's priorities become clear, and where there can be some action taken. So then out of the sounding grew a group that took the name and called themselves now Aramasa Sounding. And they put out a report called the Aramasa Green Paper, which was our response to the our official plan update. Because what came out of the sounding was a clear recognition that if changes were going to happen, that they were going to have to be infused into our official plan, and then subsequently into the bylaws, or that we were just going to be whistling in the wind. So the green paper went through the official plan with a fine-tooth comb and incorporated some very innovative ideas in terms of land use. And we always feel very fortunate in Aramasa to be 7 miles away from the University of Guelph, because we were able to utilize some of the expertise here, for instance, Land Resource Sciences, School of Landscape Architecture, Rural Planning and Development, and Rural Extension Studies. So we held a series of workshops and brought people, mostly from the university, and other people that we found in our own community, for instance, Ron, who kind of came out of the woodwork, and we began to realize that we have a lot of expertise really close at hand. So we educated ourselves about development issues, and really, I think, talked to people and read things that were on the cutting edge of alternative approaches. So looking at ways of developing with the existing landscape rather than going in with a bulldozer, and looking at ways of clustering housing so that the larger pockets of the agricultural land can be kept intact and kept in production. And even looking at alternatives to agriculture, because obviously if you say to farmers, no, you can't develop your land because we want to keep the aesthetics of the countryside in place so it's tranquil for, you know, people who've moved out from the city, that's not good enough. So we're looking at ways that we can stimulate our local farm agricultural economy so that the family farm does not become a thing of the past. So I should also probably point out that the sounding, Aramasa Sounding, has from the beginning been attempting to live down its reputation as being anti-development, and that certainly is a misconception, because what we're suggesting is alternative approaches to development. Ones that are incremental rather than very sudden. We had a 37% growth rate in 1 year, and I believe it was 87 in Aramasa. And so we're looking at ways to soften the blow of that kind of change on a rural community. Because as I'm sure you're aware, urbanization, if a township becomes basically a bedroom community, it can really spell the death of that rural community. So what we did through the play project was get people interested and excited about their community. The stakes became higher. They suddenly wanted to get involved. So our local township council was trying to find ways of dealing with that, because there were some people on council who felt that public participation was really just kind of a pain in the ass, really, you know, that if they just sort of leave them the elected representatives, that they would do fine and just, you know, stop asking us for meetings and go away, please. But they did eventually agree to a public participation advisory committee, which, as far as I know, I may be wrong, but as far as I know, was unprecedented. And they produced a report that was that encompassed not only a number of forums that we held, information forums where we could listen to people, but also what's called a visioning. So the second step after a sounding is a visioning. And at the visioning, people look at, as you might imagine, the future of the area and what the vision is, and try to reach some consensus on where we're going. And it was amazing really how easy it was to reach consensus on some significant points, and what became very clear was that people really cared about the area and that they really wanted to see it preserved. My family's been in Aramasa Township for 5 generations and on the same land, by and large, and so I was very aware of the split that was happening, of the newcomers who were coming in and of the changes that were happening, and really it was a community that was in a sense in shock. I'll just end by saying that I feel very encouraged really by the whole process, to the point now where, of course, we're in the midst of municipal elections out there, and there are a number of people whose interest in local issues was sparked by the play project. They themselves will admit that, and by the sounding, so that we have some very hotly contested seats in the municipal elections, whereas, of course, some townships are the low voter turnout, low interest rate, generally interest rate, rate of interest municipal politics. But that certainly isn't the case in Aramasa. We're going to be having three all candidates meetings, and what we're seeing too, just to wrap it up, is that the idea is in fact snowballing here as it did in England. So that unsolicited and without doing any promotion, we have about 12 other communities who are interested in doing the same thing. And there will be a sounding and community play project in Blythe in 1993 and in Milverton in 1994. Those are the two we've lined up for sure. And Guelph is kind of online for later on, sometime this decade. So I think that we'll see the same kinds of things happening. The media has picked up on it, and we're getting interest from across the country. So I'm feeling very optimistic, which is something that I can't say I felt really before I launched into this process. But I think I've seen the power of what building a community can do and what kind of beneficial effects that can have on the ecology and the environment, in that when people care about their surroundings and they have a pride of place, that inevitably the environment will be a winner as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Sarah.